listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Let us praise the Lord. Let us thank the Lord for all that He has done for us. We thank the Lord for this new year and for what He has planned for us during this new year. We give Him all the glory, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. We thank God that we can be here another time to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in Psalm 119, and we have been gleaning from this psalm from last year. And we are going to continue in this psalm until we reach the last verse, which is 176. So we look at Psalm 119, and this psalm is called an acrostic psalm. It is called an acrostic psalm because it's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or a phrase. And we see each letter of the Hebrew alphabet begins a set of 8 verses or stanza. We see, people of God, that we have to understand that each letter of the Hebrew alphabet begin a set of 8 verses of this psalm, something to take into consideration. Why is it that each letter of the Hebrew alphabet would head 8 verses? And we see, people of God, there are 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And we see where 8 by 22 is 176, so we have 176 verses. And nearly every verse contains 1 or 8 words of 8 words for God's revelation. Nearly every verse contains 1 of 8 words for God's revelation. The exception are verses 90, verses 121, verses 122, and verses 132. This is saying something to us, people of God. Most of this psalm, or almost all of this psalm, speaks of God's revelation to us. And these are God's word, His law, His testimony, His way, His precept, His statutes, His commandment, His judgment. All of these, people of God, we must understand is that God is saying to us, adhere to His word and do His will. So we have to look deeply into this psalm and see what God is saying to us during this time and during this season. Let us pray. Father, we thank You again for today. We thank You for Your goodness, for Your mercy and Your grace. Thank You for allowing us to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You, O God, for the privilege to be here. We thank You that it is You who sustain us and not we ourselves. So we give You thanks, we give You praise, we give You glory because You are good and Your mercy endure forever. We thank You, O God, for all Your blessings in our lives. We thank You, O God, Almighty Lord, for helping us to grow in grace and knowledge of You. We thank You, O God, for giving us an appetite for Your word. And we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, as we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. Fill us up afresh, O God Almighty, with Your Holy Spirit and with fire. Help us to be led by the Spirit daily. Father God, we look to You today and we just thank You again for Your word, which will guide us into all truth. We thank You that Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank You, Almighty God, that You are with us. And You, O God, will bring illumination to us as we go through this psalm. So we thank You for those that are listening, those that are already saved. We pray that they will grow in You, Jesus Christ. And we pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know You as Lord and Savior. Father, we bless You. We honor You. We give You glory and praise. We thank You for Your Holy Spirit presence with us. We thank You that You never leave us comfortless. But You, O God, have come to us. So we bless You. We honor You. We give You glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen. Amen. Bless God. So we see, people of God, we are in Psalm 119. The last time we stopped at verse 56. And we were looking at the Hebrew letter Zion, which had 8 verses. That was the last time we were here. We were looking from verse 49 to 56. So today we are going to start from 57. So we see the Hebrew letter Zion, the 7th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's shaped like a sword and is a symbol of spirit sustenance and struggle. And we went through and we saw where the word of God is that sword. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So we as God's people must understand that we have the arsenal to fight with. We have the word of God to fight with. Jesus uses it to fight the enemy and walked away victorious. We also need to walk victoriously because Christ has already won the battle for us. So we need to use his word and fight. So people of God, remember that the word is the sword of the Spirit. So that's where we stopped last time at the letter Zion, which is the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet from verse 49 to 56. And now we are going on to verse 57 to 64. Verse 57 to 64, we are looking at chait, or you can see sometimes in your Bible, you might see hath, the same word, chait or hath. So you might say C-H-E-T-H, chait, or you might see H-E-T-H, hath. They mean the same thing. The eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So chait is the letter of life. It represents infinite possibilities. Chait is the letter of life. It represents infinite possibilities. So we are going to look on the word of God in Psalm 119 from the New King James Version. We're going to look on verse 57 of Psalm 119. The word said, "You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I will keep your word." What is the psalmist saying here? He's saying, "Lord, you are my portion. You are my inheritance. You are my inheritance. You are my lot." When we think of portion, we think of inheritance. We think of lot. "You are my inheritance, O Lord. I have declared that I will obey your word." So he has made up his mind that he will obey the word of God. "I have said I would keep your words. I am going to be obedient to you." People of God, we have to be intentional about being obedient to God. So God is calling us today to be obedient to him, to hear his word, and to practice what he says. So the psalmist made up his mind. He said, "Lord, you are my portion." So we have to understand, people of God, if God is our portion, if he's our lot, if he's our inheritance, then we are to walk in obedience to him. "You are my portion, O Lord. I have said I would keep your word." So the psalmist has purpose in his heart that he would keep the word of God. He would obey the word of God. He declared that he would obey the word of God. And so we have to make declarations of our lives, people of God, that we must purpose in our hearts that we will obey the word of God. Look at verse 58 of Psalm 119, New King James Version. "I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word." I entreated your favor. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. What was the psalmist saying? I beg, I seek for your grace, your favor, your grace, wholeheartedly. I'm seeking for your grace wholeheartedly, oh God. Grant me your mercies according to your word. Grant me your mercies according to your word. So the psalmist was crying out to God, "I seek for your grace." How much we need the grace of God, people of God. Jesus' word, the word of God tells us his grace is sufficient for us. So the psalmist said, "I entreated thy favor." I'm looking for your grace. I'm seeking for your grace wholeheartedly. How many of us are seeking for God's grace wholeheartedly? Grant me your mercies according to your word. And people of God, whatever God's word said, it is so. So grant me your mercies according to your word. Look at verse 59 of Psalm 119. "I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies." What is the psalmist saying? I reflect on the path that I'm going. I reflect on the path that I'm going. We have to reflect, stop, and reflect on the path that we are taking. I reflect on the path that I'm going and I change my ways in obedience to your word. I change my ways I turn my feet to your testimony. So what is the psalmist saying? I change my ways. People of God, only we can change our ways. No one can change our ways for us. We have to determine and purpose in our minds that we want to change. So the psalmist said, people of God, I thought about my ways. I reflect on my path that I'm taking. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimony. I thought about it. I realized that my ways are not right. I realized that I'm not on the right path. So I now have to make a change. I have to change and obey the word of God. I have to change and do the will of God. So people of God, we must walk in obedience to God's word. And we must change our ways. People of God, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned to our own ways. The psalmist said, I reflect on the path that I am going. I reflect on it. I thought on it. I reflect on the path that I am going. And I realize I'm going the wrong path. So I now have to change my ways to in obedience to your word. Look on verse 60 of Psalm 119. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. What is the psalmist saying here? I made haste. I hurry to walk in obedience. How many of us are hurrying to walk in obedience to the commandments of God? He said, I hurry to walk in obedience to your commandments. And people of God, we have to make up in our mind. And we have to see it as priority to walk in obedience to the word of God. Is this priority for us? We have to come to understand, people of God, that we will not just be hearers of God's word. We will be intentional about obeying the word of God. God is calling his people to obey his word and to walk in obedience to him. We have to come to know and understand that we have to do some things in our life. Sometimes we are waiting on somebody to do it for us. But no one can do this for us. We have to make up in our minds to walk in obedience to our God. We have to be intentional about walking in obedience to his commandments. Look on verse 61 of Psalm 119. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your laws. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your laws. What is the psalmist saying? The trap of the wicked have ensnared me. I'm trapped by the wicked, but I still remember your word. Even in bondage, I still remember your word. So we have to understand, people of God, the trap of the wicked have ensnared me. And many times we find ourselves in some traps because, people of God, we weren't sober or vigilant, so we find ourselves in some traps. But I still remember your word. That's the important thing, people of God. Even in the midst of trial and even in the midst of tribulation and bondage and things coming upon us, we must still remember the word of the Lord. Look at verse 62 of Psalm 119. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgment. What is the psalmist saying? At midnight, I will awake to give you thanks. People of God, it doesn't matter the time of the night. The psalmist points out that at midnight, he will awake, even at that late hour, he will awake to give thanks to the Lord because of his righteous justice. Because of who he is, the psalmist said, I will arise, I will awake to give you thanks. And people of God, it doesn't matter what time of the day or night, whenever we find ourselves awake, let us give God thanks and praise for who he is and for what he has done for us. People of God, many of us, we don't know what would have happened to us if the Lord didn't rescue us. The Lord has come and rescued us. And today, you and I should be grateful, should walk each day with thankfulness in our heart. We should have a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of praise to our God, because he is good and his mercy endures forever. The psalmist said, at midnight, I will awake to give you thanks because of your righteous justice. So let us come to remember, people of God, that God is calling us to understand this psalm and to understand that chet is the letter of life. And the more we praise God, people of God, is the more we find ourselves alive in him. We must have a heart of thanksgiving. We must praise him and give him thanks. It doesn't matter the day or the night, whatever time of the day or night it is. Let us continue to give God thanks because of who he is, because of his righteous justice. Look at verse 63 of Psalm 119. He said, I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. I am a companion of all them that fear you and all those who keep your precepts. What is the psalmist saying here? I am a friend with those who reverence you. I am friends with those who reverence you and those that obey your laws. I am friendly with those who reverence you. People of God, we must be very careful. Who is our friend? Who we are keeping company with? We must be very careful, people of God. We must be speaking the same language. We must be like-minded. We must have the fear of the Lord in us. So we have to understand, people of God, that God is calling us to be who he wants us to be. He's calling us to live that life that will show reverential fear for him. So if we can refer to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 said, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Don't be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. And people of God, when we are friends with those that are worldly, we find ourselves become worldly as well. Even many of us who were walking on the straight and narrow, we choose some wrong friends. And we find ourselves behaving just like them. So we have to understand, people of God, that God is calling us to choose our friends wisely. The psalmist said, I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. I am friends with those who reverence you, God, and those that obey your laws. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, people of God. And the knowledge of the Holy brings understanding. So we have to understand, people of God, that if we are friends with those that do not love Jesus, we find ourselves out of love with him also. So we have to make friends with those that are like-minded. Those who love Jesus the way we love him. Those who reverence Jesus the way we reverence him. The psalmist make it clear. I am a friend with those that reverence you and those that obey your laws. Are we friends with those that are disobedient and rebellious to the word of God? We must examine our friends, see if we are traveling on the same path. Because the psalmist said, I am a companion of all who fear you. So we must be very careful and choose our friends wisely, people of God. And sometimes we find ourselves saying and doing things that we never normally do. But because our friends do it, we find that we are doing it too. We want people who will help us to grow. We want friends who will call us and pray with us and strengthen us and encourage us on the journey. We want people who fear God and will walk in obedience to his word. Those are the friends that we need to keep, people of God. So the psalmist says, I'm friends with those that reverence you. I am a companion to all who fear you and to those who keep your precepts. So we as God's people must understand, he's calling us to wisdom, people of God. There are some friends we have to drop. They're not taking us on the right path. They are leading us onto destruction. They are on the broad road. But our friends must be like-minded like us and walking on the straight and narrow path that leads to life everlasting. So I am friends with those that reverence you, God. So the psalmist was declaring to the Lord, I am a companion of all who fear you and those who keep your precepts. So people of God, when we come to the Lord, we must declare and can declare truthfully that we are friends with those who love the Lord and those who reverence him. So let us choose our friends wisely. Let us choose wisely, people of God, because God is calling us to wisdom. And if we don't have wisdom, he said he will give it to us liberally. Ask of him. He will give it to us liberally. We must be wise and walk in the ways of the Lord. Look at verse 64, the last verse that had this 8th stanza, 64. We look, the earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. So the word of God, the earth is saturated with your steadfast love. The earth is saturated with your steadfast love, O Lord. Instruct me according to your written laws. The earth is saturated. The psalmist look and see all that was happening, and he could see the hands of God all over the earth holding things together. The earth is saturated with your steadfast love for us, your mercy, your steadfast love, O Lord. He said, instruct me according to your written law. So we have to see God's mercy every day. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. So we have to see the mercy of God in our lives. Every step of the journey, we have to see his loving kindness and his tender mercies towards us. We have to understand, people of God, that God is with us. And he never leave nor forsake us. He is ever merciful to us. His mercy endures forever. His mercy is not part-time. His mercy endures forever. So when we look in Lamentation 3, we're going to refer to Lamentation 3, 22 and 23. Lamentation 3, 22 and 23. The word of God says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. So the psalmist said, the earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. And we see Jeremiah here in Lamentation reminding us, it is through the Lord's mercies why we are not consumed. Why do you think we're still here? It's through the Lord's mercies why we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. His compassion fail not. God is always compassionate to us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So he's always compassionate to us, people of God. So we have to understand that the earth is full of God's mercy. It's through the Lord's mercy why we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. Verse 23 of Lamentation 3 said, they are new every morning. Every morning, people of God, his mercies are new for us. Great is his faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. So we as God's people must understand, people of God, God is always faithful to us. And his mercy is always dispensed to us. He said we must come boldly to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help us in the time of need. People of God, we need his mercies daily. But we have to go to the throne room for that mercy that we need daily. The earth is saturated with his mercy. His steadfast love for us. The word of God said if it hasn't been for his mercies, we would all be consumed. People of God, we would all be consumed. You wouldn't see any of us. We would all be consumed. But because his compassion fail not, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. So we have to understand that our God is always faithful and true, and his mercy endures forever. His mercy is not part-time, people of God. His mercy endures forever. He withholds from us what we truly deserve. The psalmist says, if it hasn't been for his mercy, we'd all be consumed, people of God. But because of his mercy, he holds back the punishment that we deserve. So we have to understand mercy. And he gives us his grace. Unmerited favor. We didn't work for it. But he gives it to us, people of God. We have to understand who our God is. That he is full of mercy. So the psalmist said, teach me your statutes. Teach me your written laws. Instruct me according to your written laws, according to your word. Teach me, people of God. We need the Holy Ghost to teach us the laws of God, the word of God, that we can walk each day bringing glory and honor to the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Lord is calling us up higher, people of God. And as we look into these words and understand this psalm, we can understand what the Lord is saying to us in this season. We can know that he's calling us to live the new life in Christ Jesus. Live in newness of life in Christ Jesus. We see that faith is the letter of life. And the word of God tells us the word of God is spirit and it is life. So we need the word of God inside of us that we can live by the word of God. We can walk, people of God, in the new life that Christ has given us. Walk in the abundant life. Walk as children of light. Walk and bring honor to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we bless God for his word to us today. And as we finish this stanza and we look on the letter chait, we see where God is saying to us, take my word of life and live it. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life. God bless you here this evening. Continue to study God's word and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of him. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us this evening. We thank you that your word is spirit and life. We thank you that you're calling us to walk in your steadfast love, knowing that your mercy endures forever. Father, we thank you for instructing us according to your word, that we can walk in holiness and righteousness, bringing glory to your name. Thank you for those who take time out to hear your word. And I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will bring transformation to their hearts. Father, we love you, we bless and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Continue to live by the word and grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessings to all. Amen. In the Lord is
love. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.